Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, bring it on. Quarterfinal round women's Big Ten tournament tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indy. For Terry Morin's a ninth-ranked Hoosiers in this tournament is the 2 seed, a 9-game winning streak on board, 18-4 and counting, in an honor roll that was, well, justified earlier this week by the league. Mackenzie Holmes, Grace Berger, first team All-Big Ten, Allie Patberg, second team, and Alexa Goulbe, honorable mention.
They always say, you know, success is not accidental. I mean, it doesn't happen just because they show up to practice for 2 hours. It's, you know, those same kids that are in the gym, you know, on days off, whether it's getting free throws, whether it's, you know, just working on mechanics, it doesn't matter. I mean, you just, you know, there's no secret to any of their success other than just hard work. They love, they're passionate about what they do.
It's been a true passion, no question about that, as Indiana. The women look to continue their season a little bit later tonight. FS2 from Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The fellows have some evening up to do with Rutgers, don't they? Archie Miller on our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I can't tell you this much. Archie Miller is 5-0 in Indianapolis. Now, I don't know if that'll help the ball go in tonight, but if it does, the Hoosiers will snap this 5-game losing streak at the wrong time of year. This isn't Bankers Life, though. It's the spacious Lucas Oil Stadium. Maybe a new background will make the ball go in tonight. One way or the other, going to be a challenge. I mean, Rutgers has had Indiana's number, and clear memories, too, of what happened just about 2 weeks ago.
They really dominated the back, you know, 10 minutes of the first half in the second half, you know, after we got off to a pretty good start. So, you know, for us, we're really trying to concentrate on being as good as we can here for the third time around as we approach them. They've got some, you know, veteran guys right now that played a lot of games together, and, you know, I think Lucas Oil is probably one of the world's great sporting facilities. You know, depth perception, you know, playing in domes sometimes. Offensively, I think they can make a bigger deal out of it than shooting the ball.
Coach was telling us yesterday, again, day-to-day with Armand and with Race. Just wait and see. 6:30 on the Big Ten Network. Thought for the day on this game night. Hey, fellas, seize the night and the seize Rutgers. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.